Would you change a winning team?
Welcome to today's episode, where we will explore a pivotal element that can make or break your business strategy, the value proposition. We'll uncover its fundamentals and reveal how it can be your greatest ally in capturing customer interest. Later, we'll delve into Alex Osterwalder's groundbreaking approach to crafting compelling value propositions with his book, Value Proposition Design. Stay tuned as we guide you through these frameworks to help you ensure that your product or service is exactly what your customers are searching for. Let's get started. But before to begin, remember to subscribe to the newsletter and follow our LinkedIn page.
In our last episode, we reviewed the concept of exploration mission and introduced some technique to set the stage for the ideation phase in order to concentrate the ideation effort on something that is strategically sound and can produce a strategic advantage for the company. Today, we will explore deeper the concept of value proposition, which is the first component of a new product or also a new business. This should be done during the ideation phase. A value proposition is a clear statement that explains how a product or service solves a problem or improves a situation, delivers a specific benefit, and tells the ideal customer why they should buy from that company and not from the competition. It is essentially a promise of value to be delivered to the customer. The concept of value proposition gained traction soon after the publishing of the book Value Proposition Design, but by Alex Osterwalder. In the book, which we will be analyzing in the second segment, the author introduced a tool called Value Proposition Canvas to be used to design a single value proposition. We will here describe the process to design the value proposition using the canvas and following the suggested step. The Value Proposition Canvas is a powerful tool used to ensure that a product or service is positioned around what the customer values and needs. It's part of a larger suite of tools that help businesses innovate and manage products that customers actually want. The canvas helps you to design, test, and build your company's value proposition in a structured and thoughtful way. Here is a detailed process on how to use the Value Proposition Canvas. The first step is to map out the customer profile, starting by identifying the jobs your customer are trying to get done. Jobs can be functional, tasks they need to perform, social, how they wish to be perceived by others, or emotional, feeling they want to experience. Understanding these jobs help you see what drive customer behavior. In order to identify a customer profile, we should also do the pain mapping analysis. That is, identify the pains your customer face when trying to accomplish these jobs. Pains are anything that annoys customer before, during, or after the job is done, or prevent them from getting a job done. This could include frustrations, obstacles, and risk. Another element to define the customer profile is determine the gains your customer are seeking. These are the outcome and benefit they want. Gains describe how customers measure the success of a job done well, including the concrete result and positive experiences they wish to achieve. The second step is outlining the value proposition. First, listing out the product and services your value proposition is built around. These are what you offer to help customers do the job they need to get done. Then we have to understand and show how your product and services alleviate specific customer pains. Make the connection explicit to how you are removing obstacle, frustration, or risk for the customer. Third, describe how your product and services create customer gains, highlighting how you are creating benefit that your customer expect, desire, or would be surprised by, including functional utility, social gain, positive emotion, or cost saving. After you have mapped out both the customer profile and your value proposition, the next step is to check for fit. First, with the problem-solution fit, which means, does the product solve a real problem for the customer? This is about verifying if the pain reliever and gain creators you offer actually match the main jobs, pains, and gains of your customer. Then we have the product market fit. Assess whether there is a larger market interest in your product or services beyond initial validation. The fourth step is testing and validating assumption, using interviews, observation, and experimentation to test whether your assumption about customer jobs, pains, and gains are correct. Adapt your value proposition based on feedback. This might include changing feature, adjusting pricing, or even redefining all aspect of your product. Then, based on the insight you gather from the market, iterate on your canvas. Make necessary adjustment to better align your offering with what customers actually need and value. This is an ongoing process of adaptation and refinement. Finally, once you have a strong fit between the customer profile and your value proposition, focus on implementation and scaling. Develop marketing strategies that communicate your value proposition effectively to your customer segment. The value proposition canvas is not just a one-time activity, but a component of a continuous cycle of development and refinement. It helps teams stay aligned on the customer needs and ensure that the product or service remains relevant as those needs evolve. The concept of value proposition is indeed a foundational element of a business model, something that we will later face in this series. And its role is extensively explored in Alex Osterwalder's work, particularly in his book Business Model Generation and Value Proposition Design. The value proposition is central to the business model canvas, which is a strategic management tool used for developing new business model or documenting the existing one. The business model definition is a central point of the ideation process, and we will be describing it and discussing it in our next episode next week.
Having discussed how vital a clear and compelling value proposition is for aligning with customer needs, it's the perfect time to introduce a tool that brings this concept to life. Alex Osterwalder's value proposition design provides a detailed method for not just imagining, but rigorously designing and testing value propositions. Let's explore how Osterwalder's value proposition canvas can become a part of your strategic toolkit. But before we delve deeper, a quick reminder, don't forget to leave a review on Podchaser to let us know your thoughts about the podcast.
Alex Osterwalder is a Swiss scholar well known for his work on innovation. Alex published a series of manuals, the first of which is about value proposition. In all his books, Osterwalder offers a rich brand of technique that can be used during an ideation session to better define the scope of ideation activity and the execution tasks to develop accordingly. An ideation session normally starts with the creation of a value proposition canvas, which is a graphic representation of the information derived, collected, and analyzed during the ideation session. The value proposition is fundamentally about how your product or services solve problems or improve the customer's situation in a way that is distinct from other offerings on the market. Therefore, in order to construct the canvas, we will analyze the following theme. First, product and services, which are actually the offering that your company provides to customer. They form the basis of your value proposition, which must be designed in a way that they can effectively solve customer problem or fulfilling customer need. Then we have pain relievers, which describe how your product or services alleviate specific customer pains. Pains are anything that annoys your customers before, during, and after trying to get the job done. Pain relievers articulate exactly how you intend to eliminate or reduce these pains, making the customer's life or work easier and more pleasant. Then we have gain creators, which specify how your product or services create gain for your customer. Gain refer to the outcome and benefit that customer want. Gain creator focus on how your offering can outperform the competition or go beyond the customer expectation to deliver a superior experience. The job to be done theory is a central element in understanding what task your customers are trying to accomplish in their work or life. These jobs can be functional, tasks they need to perform, social, how they want to be perceived by others, or emotional, how they want to feel. By understanding and refining these jobs, you can tailor your value proposition to be as relevant and compelling as possible. The customer profile part of the canvas helps you to define who your customers are and what they need, including customer jobs, pain, and gains. This allows you to create a detailed customer profile that your value proposition aims to satisfy. The process of creating a strong value proposition involves continuously testing and iterating based on feedback, and this is done during the ideation section. Value proposition design emphasizes the importance of getting out the building, meaning interacting with customer in real-world scenario, to validate hypotheses about customer jobs, pain, and gain. This real-world feedback loop is crucial for refining your value proposition to ensure it resonates well with your target audience. The value proposition interacts directly with several other elements of the business model. First, with customer segment, because it addresses the specific needs, problem, or desire of each customer segment. The fit between the value proposition and the customer segment is crucial. A successful business model ensures that the value proposition meet the expectation and fulfill the jobs to be done of the targeted customer. Then, the channels. How a company communicates and delivers the value proposition to its customer segment is very important, because effective channels will ensure that the value proposition is accessible and appealing to its intended audience. Then, customer relationship. Because the kind of relationship a company establishes with its customer can depend heavily on the value proposition. Whether the focus is on personal assistance, self-service, automated service, or community building, the nature of the value proposition can dictate the most effective way to interact with customer. And finally, revenue stream, because revenues are the result of customer paying for the value they perceive in the product or service. The value proposition needs to be compelling enough for customer to pay for it, directly affecting how revenue is generated. The value proposition is the most important component of a business model. Therefore, it must be designed accordingly, because designing a business model involves considering how all aspects of the business work together to create, deliver, and capture value. The value proposition is the linchpin in this system, influencing decision about every other aspect of the model. When innovating or iterating on a business model, changing the value proposition can lead to a significant change in other parts of the model. For instance, a new value proposition might target a different customer segment or require different channel or customer relationship. The design of a business model is not static. It involves continuous feedback loops. Customer reaction to the value proposition can provide crucial insight that lead to the further refinement in the model. This adjustment might involve tweaking the value proposition itself or other related component of the canvas to better align with customer needs and market condition. In business model design, the value proposition helps maintain a strategy focus. It serves as a guidepost for aligning business activity, ensuring that all parts of the business are working towards delivering what has been promised to the customer. In essence, the value proposition is not just a component, but a central driver of a business model design and execution. It affects and is affected by every other part of the business model, demonstrating its critical role in a company strategy and operational effectiveness. Through a strong value proposition, businesses can achieve a sustainable competitive advantage by distinctly serving the needs and solving the problems of their chosen customer segment. Overall, value proposition design is considered a seminal work that contributes significantly to the field of entrepreneurship and innovation. Its practical application and easy-to-understand framework make it a valuable resource for both scholar and practitioner aiming to create and deliver outstanding value to customer.
Thank you for joining us today as we navigated the essential terrain of value propositions and the invaluable insights from Alex Osterwalder's value proposition design. Remember, understanding and addressing your customers' deepest needs is not just about business growth, it's about creating genuine value that resonates. We hope today's discussion empowers you to revisit and refine your value propositions, ensuring they're as compelling as they are clear. Until next time, keep innovating, keep iterating, and most importantly, keep creating value that changes lives. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next time as we continue to discuss about business models. Until then, think strategically and innovate wisely.
And remember, spark, automate, innovate.